Our first guest is a Grammy Award-winning singer. She has sold more than 150 million albums, and she has starred on a new CBS special. You can see it right here, December 21st, entitled A Home for the Holidays with Mariah Carey. Here she is, Mariah Carey, everybody.
You look
fantastic.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, really? Do you think so?
I think so.
Well, you're just saying that, aren't you?
No.
What did you say?
See? Yeah. The crowd agrees.
What about now? Let me tell you, when were these pictures taken and where were they taken? This is fairly interesting, so I can just get them here.
They were taken last week, I think a week.
Last week?
Yes.
That recently. And what were you doing? Where were you doing?
I was in Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
In a helicopter.
Good for you.
Actually, it's called a schnook. A schnook.
A schnook?
I hadn't heard the word either.
What is called a schnook?
The helicopter.
Oh, the helicopter. Really?
Yes.
A schnook?
A schnook.
That's what I call my agent.
Well, I was in the schnook.
Is it a Chinook or a schnook?
You know what? I believe it is a Chinook.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is I was a tad afraid sitting in the Chinook when they said it was going to take us perhaps 45 minutes to get clearance from where we were taking off.
And how were things over there? How's morale? How are people doing?
The morale was great. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was, we didn't get clearance to leave for like 45 minutes. And
boy, the morale was great. Look at
that. It was fun, and they were...
You don't seem to be wearing camouflage.
Well, I did do the camouflage thing, but I don't think you could see it in either one of the pictures, but mine was a little different.
Yeah, that's very nice. Oh, good for you. That's a very nice thing to have done.
Yeah, it was good. It was a nice feeling.
And,
I told everybody at home loved them, and so it was nice. We were kind of trekking through the ditches and things of that nature, and they would ask me for a hug, and they had these huge guns by their sides, and
right.
I wanted to be patriotic and do the right thing, but I was kind of going to point the gun the opposite way.
Yeah, you don't want a gun going off accidentally under
no.
the circumstances.
No.
That's not good for anybody's morale.
Not really.
Tell me about your summer. Was that just weird? What exactly
you
was...
You know what? So many things were so overly sensationalized over and over again, but basically, I've been a workaholic my whole life. My schedule this past summer was like beyond ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, one day in one country, the next day back here promoting all over the place. I was totally sleep deprived and I was exhausted. And it was like at a certain point, I just got a wake up call and it was like, this has to stop. And, you know, I had to take a moment and just draw a line and, you know, get a wake-up call and say, hey, take care of yourself like a human being, not like a machine.
Now had you done something?
And it's like something I never really thought of because I was my career first,
mm-hmm.
and I always
sure.
put everything before myself, and all my friends and everybody that, you know, knows me were always like, you know, this is cool, but when are you just you, and when do
right.
you just take the time for yourself?
Is it a nervous breakdown? Is it a physical breakdown?
Not
is it an emotional breakdown? Is it not a breakdown?
It was so bizarre because they were like, a breakdown, a nervous breakdown, mm-hmm. a mental health, and all these things, and, you know, that I shouldn't even be repeating because it's like tabloid spotter and all that kind of stuff.
The story kind of builds itself, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Like you were saying before I was watching, what did you say, you were Oprah's first husband?
That's right.
And, you know, people might believe that. They might tune in at that precise moment. And basically, the truth is, exhaustion is a serious
thing. Right.
People look at you on TV and go, oh, come on. We're exhausted from sitting there. But honestly, you know, it's just reality.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work and a lot of pressure, too.
And a lot of time, a lot of years that I have just not stopped and ever taken a break for myself. And, you know, some of the things, you know, that were just said were just so outrageous. Like they made this whole big deal about Total Request Live and blah, blah, blah.
And what did they say happened there? You showed up and took your clothes off, right?
Right. Now, first of all, I had on, okay, that's realistic. But first of all, I had on... I had on shorts and a tank top, right? Yeah. It was the summertime.
Right.
And then a huge T-shirt that was like down to here. That was we went and it was an impromptu visit. We'd been all over the world. We went up there, and I took the T-shirt off with the clothes underneath it. I kept the clothes on, obviously, right? So when they were writing about it, I don't think half of the writers even knew what Total Request Live. I mean, it's not like we were on Nightline with Ted Koppel. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, we're talking MTV and it was a joke.
It's supposed to, yeah, MTV, that's the kind of thing they
do. It's fun and it was a joke and it got, like, written about and everything, like, oh, and then she did this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is TRL. They know how many times I've gone up there talking about Guam and, like, you know, lambs and stupid things.
They try to make something, the evidence won't support the story they're writing.
But it's just not even worth discussing. It's like when you make jokes,
right,
and you're sitting here and it's part of entertainment, you know, whatever.
Now, did you have to do something? Did you have to rest? Did you have to take medicine?
Basically...
Change your diet or you just slow down? Or
what I did, and the thing that I've always learned to do that's the most important thing for me, is just go and depend on myself. I had some very good people that are my friends and family that helped me just, you know, say, hey, you're an important person, because you tend to... When you're in the media, it's like you can believe it when people take shots at you or whatever. And the most important thing for me is, like, I sing this song, Hero, which is about getting it, you know, believing in yourself and all that. And it was just like taking a moment to kind of believe those words.
Right. Well, good for you. I'm happy to hear that.
That single that I
want
to talk about is coming out today.
Here? Is this one?
Yeah. It's the proceeds go for the New York Police Department's families, the victims of 9/11. And it's a new version of Never Too Far, which is one of my songs, and Hero. It's a medley that I did, and there's a brand new track on there as well, so that's in stores today.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Very nice of you. All right, we'll be right back here with Mariah Carey. Tell you something, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've been naked on MTV.
Well, honey, I've never been naked on TV, so I wouldn't know about it.
Tell me about the it's a special, it's a holiday special for CBS here?
Yes, it's called Home for the Holidays, mm-hmm. and they've done it for 3 years in a row, and what it does is it brings foster families together, brings foster children to people who want to adopt. And it's a really, really good cause, and a lot of people who are kind of on the fence about adoption, after they see this special, they decide to adopt.
Really?
It's, yeah, it's
oh, that's
really
wonderful.
An amazing
Well, good
car.
For you.
Yeah.
Great. You talked about how now you've learned to kind of rely on yourself, and what does that mean as it applies to your daily life and your career?
Well, I've always
like
relied on myself.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's the issue. Like, since I was a little kid, I pretty much took care of myself, but it was more being focused on, like, oh, I got to do this. I got to keep running and keep having this career and keep going and doing all this stuff rather than, like, what would be good for me.
So how is that different? What are you doing now that's different than it was,
just,
like a year ago?
Trying to just make time to sleep and the amount of hours that, you know, people need to sleep.
Nobody gets enough sleep in this country, honestly. Everybody is sleep deprived, and it's a horrible thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you go on for a long time and then you really,
it's nasty.
It becomes a habit or whatever.
I haven't slept since 68.
Really? Was that before or after the Oprah thing?
I was about the same time. I found that if I don't get enough sleep, I start snapping at interns. And I hate that.
Really?
I hate that.
Really? You know what? I think it's going to be okay, though. I think that was
so. What do you do when you like to want to have fun and stuff? Because you look like a girl who likes to have fun.
I like to go swimming. I like swimming.
Yeah?
I do like to have 5 days.
I like. Where do you go swimming? Is it like in a pool or a lake, ocean?
If there happens to be a pool there, hey, I might decide to go swim in the pool.
So you get in a pool, how long can you go in a pool?
How long can I go in a pool? No, like, I'm sorry.
What? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
No.
How long can you go in a pool?
No, I didn't know what you meant.
I got 3 minutes
one time.
3 minutes was my best. Three minutes.
Come on. I'd like to I like the Caribbean.
But what I'm trying to establish here is, like, I get in a pool, I immediately want to get out.
Really?
Yeah. And the same thing with the ocean. You get in the ocean, oh, this is great, let's get out.
No, not me.
So, all right, so
I
now when
stay
you...
I in the ocean all night.
And you swim and, like, laps, and what do you do?
Not really laps, mm-hmm. I sort of wade in mm-hmm. the water.
Yeah. Well, hell, I could stay in forever if I'm just waiting.
Well, I'm not trying to win an Olympic contest. I just want to go in the water. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I understand. And have you got the time off for the holidays? You're going to be
yes,
working?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's important right there.
I have time off. I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go skiing, I think. And then I'm going to go somewhere warm.
Yeah. Are you a good skier?
No.
Have you...
I like the outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Buy them in like July, and then you know.
Yeah. Well, I like the outfit you got here. Now you don't ski in that. Because that's Nelly. Well, this is great. I'm glad things are much much better
for
you.
And
you look, you can tell from looking at you that you feel great, and that's the key
great.
Right there.
That's definitely
sure.
what I'm here with you.
Oh, God bless you. That's a really good thing to say. I'll see your show is on.
December 21st.
And Ricky in Iglesias,
mm-hmm.
Charlotte Church,
Child.
And Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice night
Dustin
for you.
Dustin Hoffman showed up and supported
Dustin
the
Hoffman.
Cause.
That's
yeah,
good.
A lot of great people.
Good
so
for you.
Really happy about that.
Well, good. And I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Mariah Carey, everybody. We'll be back with Elijah Wood.